It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. In a long-awaited decision, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has banned fracking for natural gas in his state, citing numerous studies that suggest risks of harmful health effects. But with no debate, a rider was slipped into the defense authorization bill Congress passed on December 11th that makes it easier to get a permit to frack on federal land. There is a long tradition on Capitol Hill as Congress ends its term to deck must-pass measures with unrelated riders, making for Christmas tree bills adorned with baubles, goodies, and presents for home districts. And this year, the Defense Act became a Christmas tree bill with such amendments as allowing livestock to graze on the habitat of the vanishing sage grouse. One gift even puts coal in the public stocking, as among other places, a coal heritage site in West Virginia gets added to the national park system, along with the ominously named River Styx in Oregon. The rider attracting perhaps the most attention is one dropped in by Republican Senator John McCain of Arizona. For the past decade, Native Americans have been fighting a bid by the mining giant Rio Tinto to extract copper from under a national forest in southeast Arizona, which is sacred land for the San Carlos Apache tribe. In the name of jobs, billions for the economy, and national security provided by a huge domestic source of copper, Senator McCain sponsored the rider that ignores a treaty and trades away 2,400 acres of holy land to the mining company. Gail Tunsing, a writer for the Indian Country Media Network, describes this revered place, the Tonto National Forest.
I mean, this particular land is beautiful. It's diverse. It has ancient, huge rock formations with petroglyphs. It has running streams, clean streams.
And she says tribal people have fought this mine in part because of the land's spiritual value for them and their ancestors.
I don't think the dominant society understands exactly what it means, what a sacred place means to indigenous peoples. I could compare it. It's what's going to happen to this land if in fact that copper mine it goes through. It will be like destroying a church or a synagogue or a mosque. And we wouldn't do that to Jews or Christians or Muslims. We just would not do that. But how come we can do it to Indians? I mean, it's like a double whammy. It's religious discrimination on the one hand, and because it's religious discrimination based on race, it's racism. It's amazing to me that the government can do this.
Tunsing says the tribes can launch an appeal with the Organization of American States and lodge protests at the United Nations.
So the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, one of the overriding themes of that document is that governments, before governments do anything that would affect tribal lands or culture, their health, is that they have to get the free, prior, and informed consent of the tribes. There was no consultation on this whatsoever. So that's a violation of the Declaration.
Gail Tunsing sees the mine land grab as a sad case of business as usual.
I'm always surprised by what this country does to its first peoples, always. And I shouldn't be. I mean, you know, there are over 400 treaties that have been violated, so I really should not be surprised when things like this happen, but I always am, because I'm always hopeful that things like this won't happen.